Babes, guess what? We have a new segment on the block. It is Wednesday, and that means that we are launching the newest segment of the Babe AF podcast called Women to Watch, where I sit down and chat with some of the most badass babes in their industry, babes that are blazing some trails, also some babes that are really just getting some shit done and following their dreams and jumping into their passion projects. So I'm so excited that you guys are here to listen on an additional episode this week. And stay tuned and make sure to follow them on social media when you're done and give them all the support that they deserve. Thank you so much, and I can't wait for you guys to see who's up next. Okay, talk again.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, okay.
Hola.
We both have to be on, like, same as system, I guess.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because I have, like, a podcast microphone that I plug in sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Most times it's fine. Today it says no.
All right. Well, a little blip the road never hurt nobody.
Oh, we're good. Hi, you look so cute. You can't see my ass, but I'm in like sweatpants and sweatshirt.
Oh, girl, look, I have.
Okay, good.
Yeah. This is, I was like, oh, well, actually, to be frank, I was at brunch before this, and I'm just like, I was like, oh, what are we going to do during nap time? And then I was like, shit, I have a podcast. So I had a little, some mimosas at brunch, so I am ready.
I just cracked open what is called a spiced Coca-Cola, zero sugar.
Ooh.
It's raspberry. Spice.
What is it?
It's just Coke, zero sugar, but it has raspberry flavoring in it.
Ah.
I don't know how to feel about it. I feel like it needs TBD. To be like on ice with like a creamer. So it's kind of like a raspberry soda. I don't know. We'll try it.
Like a creamsicle, cream soda.
Yeah. That's what I feel like it should be.
With some like actual maraschino cherries with all the red dye.
Mm-hmm. Reaching. To the whatever it says, preaching the choir. There we go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so nice to finally meet you. I feel like we know each other, but not.
Yeah, I feel like that's how all these interviews go. Like, like half the time, I'm like, we followed each other for a long time on Instagram. Do you want to like talk about stuff? Cool.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Yes, ma'am, I do. Yeah.
Yes.
Just to preface. I am so laid back. You can literally say anything you want. I am not, like, it's as casual. It needs to be. I put on nails today, and I don't know how to feel about them. So I keep doing this. I'm not normally a naily girl, but I was like, you know what?
You're
going
to be, like, typing and we'll, like, clickety clack.
Yeah. I tried to, like, unlock my car earlier, and it's an older car, so the, like, remote button is in there, and I was like.
Yeah. Like pops off.
Like, damn it, all that 10 minutes of work. It's real.
Yes.
Anyway. Oh my gosh, where did you go to brunch? You don't know this yet, but I am like, I love brunch.
I love brunch. One, because that's, you know, kids' peak time. So we're like, okay, we got to get like a buzz and get the kids tired for nap time so we can just chill. So we went to Oast House. South, like Slaughter Circle C Ranch area. It was pretty cool. They had a little playground and they had outdoor seating. Very good food. So we had the spinach chip, the pretzel. I had the pimento burger. Everything was delicious. And my husband had the wings and salad. He was good. So
we used to live over there. Is it like across from the HEB?
No, it was near the. I was so distracted, honestly. There was a Taco Deli there. That's what I remember. That there was just like a little mall. Like if you'll blink, you'll miss it. But kind of before you get to the like Chewy's, all of those restaurants at the shopping center.
Yeah.
It was just like in this little mini mall to the side.
Cool.
But it was really good. And the drinks were great. And I think our friend said that they do happy hour all day on Sunday. So say less. We're like, all right. But their cocktails were great, and then we just switched to mimosas. So
nice.
Or I switched to mimosas because should have just started with that. And then how I was sold is because they gave, you don't really need a lot of OJ. In most places, they give you a whole gallon of orange juice. And this place, they just gave you just a little tiny and then a huge ass carafe to go with it. So I was like, they know.
They know.
Yeah.
They know. No, yesterday we went to South Congress and we're in Kyle, so we don't get to Austin a lot. We normally go to San Marcos or sometimes San Antonio. Because we both like we lived in Austin for like 10 years before we met each other. So we did all that stuff, you know? I'm like, I'd rather stay as close to my house as I can.
There's oh, so we're in Buda and we just tried this new place last weekend called Ococo, and I think they have an Austin location, but it's in Main Street Buda at that. It used to be a little cupcake place. But it's super cute inside and it's like coastal Mexican food. So more like seafood, that kind of like Acapulco vibes.
Nice. That's a good one to try. I saw it, like, but I hadn't really gone. We went to the Tecovas store yesterday because I don't know if you listen to like country music, but Shane Smith and the Saints was playing like a free show for their album release, and it was very hot in there. But we had free beverages.
Nice.
And then I got a
Okay.
piece of home slice. And then our friends and their kid got ice cream. And I was like, okay, that's enough. We'll go home. It was like
Yeah, that's enough social
four hours. I was
interaction
like,
for
okay.
today.
I was like, we got free booze and I got pizza.
That's an aside, but okay, I just the Luck reunion just has been coming up on my feed. Have you been before?
No.
And how do we get tickets? How do we go? Because I looked at the lineup, I'm like, these are my people. This is where I need to be. And then, I almost got scammed twice, trying to get tickets.
No. Shit.
Because I think I commented on one of the posts and then somebody slid in my DMs like, hey, are you still looking for tickets? I'm like, yeah. They're like, okay, Zell me and give me your phone number. And I was like, oh, I'm okay. And then another person, I was like, well, I'll just go to the other person that was offering me tickets. And it was the same exact script. I was like, God, I
Good thing
almost
you
got scammed out of $300.
Phew.
But I want to go.
Anyway, buyer
So
beware. What's funny is that like my husband has been a writer for a million years, sports writing, all that stuff. He has a buddy who literally asked him if he wanted to go with him, but we had to buy a car yesterday.
Oh my God,
So
tell him. I want to go.
I
Tell
was
him.
like, you little shit. Of course he's gonna ask you to go because you do the things and you love the stuff. And I'm like, I
Okay.
want to go.
I want to
But
go.
I think he's taking his girlfriend instead. But
Ew. Obvious
I
girlfriend's
know,
date.
boo girlfriends, gosh.
Well, anyway, I'm manifesting. I still have time
Yes.
for the universe to work in my favor. So I
That's
want to
right.
go so bad.
I know I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
I
My whole lineup. I'm just like,
know.
oh, all those people I've been dying to see, they're going to be all together at one place.
I know.
But then I'm going to have to figure out childcare last minute. So maybe not. But a girl can dream, right?
That's right. Dreams turn into goals, and then we're there. Okay?
Yes. And
How
we're
we
there.
do it. Put them into
Yeah.
action, baby. We're throwing
Yeah.
out. I don't have confetti over here. It's in the closet, but I'm like, you sprinkle the dust.
Your nails. We'll use your nails as magic.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay. So I'm going to do a little intro really quickly, and then we'll start to the good stuff. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode number 86 of the Bay Bay podcast. I'm Jess, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you the March Women to Watch Wednesday. It is Christy Wells, and she is the owner of all the small things Texas. I almost screwed it up. And I'm gonna let her take it away because I want to learn more, and here we are. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, to stage my that works now is yours. Go on, girl.
Yes. Hi. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited. I've been a sleuth for a long time. I've been following you. I'm like, oh my gosh, one day I'm gonna get to meet her and chat.
Stop.
And here we are. yeah, so I'm the owner of All the Small Things. It was actually just a brainchild and I was in the thick of COVID, newborn mom, and I was just like, who's putting the laundry in the dryer before it gets gross? And I kept just drawing the same or washing the same load of laundry over and over again. And, God love my husband. He's very helpful, but also the clothes need to go in the dryer, and I don't have to tell you that they need to go in the dryer. And, I just kept getting really frustrated, and I didn't need a postpartum doula. I was like, I just need somebody to do the small things, the soupy bag of spinach that's just, you open the drawer and then you see it and you wave at it and then you close it. Who's taking that out and putting it in the compost or recycling? I just needed somebody to have that forethought without me having to delegate. And then the more and more I, went into motherhood and just, life as an adult, I was like, surely there's other people that don't want to do this shit. And, that's how All the Small Things was born, is just because I didn't want to do anything. And, the house cleaners, they do a great job cleaning the house, but I could clean my toilets. The toilets is not hard, just scrub a little
Sure.
and then it's done. But to, put all of your hair products away in the drawers, not just living on the counter, or all of your vitamins that are expired, but for some reason you can't let it go. So
Same with the
anyway,
spice cabinet. I don't understand.
they
Like,
just live there. You see them and
just live.
and the trash is right there, but you just don't do it. Because it's not a priority, or it's in the back of your mind, and like all of those small things add up and it takes time and effort. But it just doesn't get done. And if it does, you're just at your absolute wit's end, and then you finally do it. So that's how it kind of started. And, as a stay-at-home mom, I opened my in-home childcare center. I was taking care of my son and two other infants. And I just, was like, I'm just gonna slowly start helping moms on the side. So I was in all of the mom groups, just, oh, hey, I can do that. I can help you with this. Oh, you need help with that? Sure, I'll do that. And so it kind of just started as word of mouth, building my portfolio. And then in April, I finally was like, all right, my son is off the tit. I can like leave him with a caregiver and not feel guilty. And so I did. I continued the center, but I hired a teacher to come care for the kids. And then April, I was off. I like started my little website that I designed, using Canva for everything. Like, what is a graphic designer at that point? No, I can do it. And so a month later, it was Mother's Day, and I'm, floating in the pool, just so tired. And my aunt was like, you're so boring. Come on, have fun. Come hang out with us. I'm like, I'm just exhausted. I want to relax. And so she's like, no, you need to have fun. You're boring. So, I just started downing the White Claws, and I'm like, I'm gonna regret this tomorrow, but like, it's Mother's Day. I deserve this. So I make it home. I wake up the day after Mother's Day, and I just like woke up like I'm pregnant. I just had this knowing. I was like, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. And a little backstory, I had a root canal and they had me take antibiotics. And
Those fuckers, you
what they
yell
say,
every
yeah,
time.
what they
Every
say is
time.
true. And I'm like, guys, it was a Tuesday.
It's
So
not a
fast forward.
scheduled day. What are we
Yeah.
doing?
I was like, it was like before dinner. Like, who are we? That's what I get. That's what I get for being spontaneous. And so the day after Mother's Day, I went to the Target. I was like, I'm fucking pregnant. I just know it. And we never had an oopsie moment in 10 years being together in college, being crazy young people. Like, no, never. And I just knew. So I go to Target. Get the test. I don't even wait. I go to the family bathroom at Target, like little sketch. And it wasn't even the full 2 minutes. It was like 2 seconds. It's like, bitch, you're pregnant.
Right is good help.
My poor little, like it wasn't even a fetus at that point, just like a little group of cells. I'm like, shit, I just drank so many White Claws yesterday. Like, you poor baby. And again, I'm working, I'm hustling. So I have a brand new client. I go to their house and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I told my husband, like, hey, we're pregnant, gotta go. I have a client. So I get to the client's house, I walk in, I'm like, hi, I'm Christy. So nice to meet you. Also, I just found out I'm pregnant. So let me have a moment. I just like lay everything on. I tell this client my whole sexual history that they didn't ask about.
And now you're
And so
best
now,
friends.
and now we're best friends. Yeah. Shout out to Heather. So yeah, that is how I started all the small things. Wild. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna push pause on this thing that I've been waiting for 15 months to do. And I want to stay home with said baby that's cooking right as we speak. So I was like, okay, you don't have an option. It's either sink or swim. So I grew a baby in the business at the same time. And here we are.
It's like how you have a baby and you get a dog. It's like the same thing.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Okay. I was like,
Amazing.
yeah.
How are you feeling now that you feel a little bit more established that you're juggling all the things?
I want to say it's high functioning anxiety. I don't let
Yeah.
myself get too relaxed because then I'm like, holy shit, what did I do? And
Same.
I just have to keep going one foot in front of the other and just, figuring it out as I go and, meeting people that actually know what they're doing. I'm like, you know what you're doing. Tell me about that. How? And then, I'm just like a little sponge. I'm like a little baby still cooking. And I'm like, okay, I didn't, I went to business school for a year at A&M and that was that. And that's as much. So I'm just an entrepreneur, but really it's like fake it till you make it, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't want to go back. I love working for myself and being able to do a podcast on Sundays after brunch. Like that is like the dream.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm just kidding. You
So,
got yourself like 99.9% of the way. I just asked the question.
but it's good. Now she's sleeping through the night. I'm done breastfeeding forever, so I have my body back. Thank goodness. I like my kids. I love them and I like them. They can be challenging, but sometimes you
Yeah.
just vibe with people. I like my kids. I'm like, you're fun to be around. You're a good person. Good. We'll keep you. So,
Yeah, that's good. No, I
but
had a girlfriend that wasn't sure she was gonna have like wanted to have or going to be able to have them, and she's like, "Yeah, I think I only like my kid."
yeah,
Like,
other
that's
people.
totally a true statement. Like, some people love their kid and all the kids.
Yes.
Some people love their kid or
Yeah.
love other people's kids, and like in our case, we love everybody else's. But I will gladly tell you what's up, what you've done right or wrong. I might reprimand you, and you get to go home to your mom. But I do have candy and toys in a bin in my house.
Yes, and we'll give you back. And my background is in childcare, so I appreciate children and their growing minds. 0 to 3 is my bread and butter. I'm like, oh, you little baby infant, let's make all those brain connections. But after 3, they become too smart and independent, and it's just like you're
My
too
niece is
smart.
1.5 right now, and I'm like, girl, you need to stop watching Miss Rachel. I'm just kidding. It's making her very smart. She's
Can't we just
sassy as
bang on
shit.
things and
Ugh.
babble? Yeah.
That would be the awful AI if I got her a drum set, but I'm kind of like, can you be a female drummer? That would be cool for us to go see you at shows in our 60s because you're now 20. And we like to do that shit.
Yes, and they're just like the emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
I can't even. The other day, my son, I mean, it was 6 a.m. in the morning, and he's banging on the door. He's like, "I'm awake, I'm awake." So I'm not awake. I'm not a morning
I
person. So I
love you,
go and I'm like, "Lucky, it is not time to be awake." And then so I like let him come out of his room, and I put on Blippi or whatever show he's into, and I'm like on the toilet having my morning pee. He comes in midstream, and he is like, "Mom, you yelled at me, and that was not kind." Just like, you woke me up, and now you're interrupting my pee. And I'm like a pee shy person, so then I can't finish when somebody's talking to me. And so I'm just like, having to like, oh, get all that patience out. And that's how I started my day. And I'm like, but you're right. That was not kind of mommy. And nice to be checked by my 3-year-old at 6 a.m. like before I even have coffee.
They're here to help you with that. You're like, I needed apparently to come down from the fact that I was dreaming very nicely about whatever it was I was dreaming about. And now it all got fucked up. And now you're mad at me.
Yeah, and I felt bad. And he was like, I need a hug. And I'm like, okay, fine. Like, I'm just like, I'm ass.
You're not. How can you not just like, okay, come here, sit with me while I try to pee again on the toilet?
Yeah. I'm just like, just hunched over, just like a little Shrek on the toilet, hugging this little baby. Oh my God, I love it. And feeling
I'm sure you are not alone in that. I'm sure. Yeah. I have a dog that likes to watch us pee. He'll stand on the outside of the door and just stares in. And I was like, or he'll come into our closet and just sit there while we're on the toilet. And I know it's not the same as a child, but like, I swear to God, every time he knows, he's like, oh, you're peeing? Yeah. Cool. Here I come. Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
My husband like Googled it. And apparently as part of the pack, right? The pack, when other dogs in the pack are like doing something, eating, shitting, pissing, whatever, someone's on watch. So Buckley, the dog.
So they don't get attacked.
Is on watch, so they don't get attacked. I was like, I'm fine. I can lock these doors, man. No one's coming in.
But I'm going to look in your soul. I'm going to look in your soul until you're done.
My soul while I take a pee. Psycho. God.
Yeah. That, I mean, it's pretty much that. And I'm just like, what do you say to that? What do you say? Yeah. Like,
come on in, man.
Ari, I taught you this. And now, but I didn't mean it in this situation. I meant with others.
Didn't mean it all the time, baby.
Yeah.
Just sometimes.
So, yes.
Oh, man. So how are you feeling about the progression of the business? Like, from where you started to where you are now, how is that feeling? Are you getting, like, a rotation of repeat clients? I know you've been doing a lot on the socials to push yourself out there. So how has that kind of come into where you are now?
Yeah, we are doing amazing, way better than I ever dreamed. I really didn't. I mean, I knew we were going to be successful as far as like having people that want this service, but like people are like, I need service tomorrow. And I'm like, girl, we're booked. I'm really sorry. I can get you in on Wednesday.
Busy.
They're like, what about tonight? And I'm like, again, I want to help. So yeah, the demand is really high. I'm so grateful because people are exhausted and don't want to do small things. I'm like, part of me wants to book for tomorrow morning because I saw an availability open up. And I'm like, man, I don't want to sweep my floors. I don't want to do that. And just like all the peanut butter crumbs that are everywhere. I'm just like, oh, I hate feeling shit on my feet. It drives me crazy. Drives me crazy. We're doing great. We have, so I would say about half our client base is reoccurring. So they're our ride or die. They need help every week just to, we're like their sister wives, essentially. Like, okay, I'm going to do this because I like this and y'all are going to do this. And then we all, you know, contribute to the household. And then we have our one-time clients that, you know, they have their shit together or, you know, they're like me, high functioning anxiety. They're like, I'm going to kill it around my house, but everything else like is chaotic. But this is my, like, I can do excel in this part. We're expanding to Houston. We're also in San Antonio. It is so different than the Austin market. So now I'm going to, you know, dip my toe in the water in Houston and see, you know, if it's, I need to be there in person or it's just, you know, different locations, different, you know, people needing different things. So we're launching in Houston this month and that also fell in my lap. It's just a lot of it's kind of, I'm just a little bit going with the flow. Like, okay, like we need more help in North Austin. We need more help in the Circle C subdivision, you know, just kind of like seeing where the demand is coming in from and just following it and then figuring it out as I go. So I had someone, you know, I had on the goal list to launch in Houston. And then I just had somebody in my DMs like, hey, do you help in Houston? And then one of the locations, I was like, okay, if I do launch in Houston, it's going to be this place. And she lived in that place. So everything I was like, okay, if this is not serendipity, I don't know what is. And so I was like, you know what? Let's fuck it. Let's do it. Okay. We're launching in Houston. And then I posted in a Houston moms group and I got tons and tons of people like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm looking for. And so, yeah, it's just kind of just snowballing and it's a monster of its own. And I'm just like, all right, like, let's unleash the beast.
I love it.
Yeah. So kind of just being optimistic. And again, you know, people need help. So that's what I aim to do is help. And, you know, my big goal is to, you know, not be the Uber because they're a little problematic sometimes. But what I envision is, you know, late at night when we're all doom scrolling, it's like, oh, I forgot I have to do this. And then all you have to do is you go on the All the Small Things app and you do a quick little personality test that pairs you with the best home assistant for you. And you do your, there's already a checklist. So you don't even have to think of what needs to be done. And you just do that. And then in 5 minutes, somebody is coming tomorrow to take care of your shit and you don't have to think about it. And you don't have to fight with your spouse about who's doing what or why didn't you do this or I don't have time, I have a meeting. It's already taken care of and it's already done and you can pay for it in the app like magic. It's like Mary Poppins done. That is my big goal, is to like have, I mean, I want to help everybody, but really I want to help the mental load with women because we're the ones that accumulate all the small things in our brains. And I want to eliminate that. Like it, I want to make life equitable for women. And same thing through employment. Like usually it falls to moms, but it's like, you know what? You only can work from 9 to 2. Here's a good paying job for you. And then you can work, you can be at home with your kids. You can do everything. So I just want to change the world,
but I love it. One small thing at a time, you know,
Super Bowl commercial. I can see it.
That was a good plot we just did there on accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the things that come out of my mouth. Okay. So obviously this is your passion project, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so proud of you for implementing it and putting it like, this is what we're doing. Like for the past, a little bit about me, for the past couple of months I've been in a new position. It is not what I would picture for myself, but it's doing its due diligence as an occupation, right? I'm learning. So I've been doing the same. Like this past week I did like a real estate investment course, how you can be a wholesaler, you don't need a license, blah 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 blah, short-term rental, yada yada. So like that's in there. And then this morning I watched a webinar on like how to do an ebook on Amazon and then turn it into an Audible and then go to the platforms. And I was like, okay, okay. But then I also am like in the same way, high functioning, to where I'm like, okay, we just bought a new car. That's an extra X amount of dollars per month that we need to have in our bank account. And where is that coming from? So then I'm like instantly like, okay, what can I do? Like,
yes.
I walked out of the bedroom this morning because my husband was working already. And he was like, how are you? I was like, well, I just watched a webinar on how to make to a couple hundred to a couple $10,000 per month. So are you ready to hear about what it is?
Hasn't even had his coffee yet. Okay.
Like he's like, hey, I just got a Slack ding. It's 9:02. I'm like, I know, but I got information for you to listen to. And we've been together for like 14 years. So I'm like, did you ever anticipate that when you first started dating me that this is what would happen to you on mornings? He's like, no, but I'm always intrigued to hear what happens in your brain.
You're the ideas person. Yeah, you have to be the ideas person. And they and they benefit. They like sometimes can be a little annoyed by all the ideas, but it's like, don't you love your life?
Yeah, you're welcome. Like, we're doing okay. Yeah. We've done more with less. Yeah. So we are right there, Bubba. But now that you've like put your passion project into implementation, it's out in the world, people are loving it. What do you do for yourself right now that's a little extra passion? Like what is putting you in that like that helps me calm? Like this is what I, you know, need to do to make myself feel.
It's a lot, but really is so when I'm working so I have a second business. I open my in-home center again for summer. So I have 12 hours. It's part-time, super part-time. And I still want summer at home. but mama needs her time. So for 12 hours a week, that's my time to do clerical work. Sometimes I'll do in-person visits, or I'll do pop-ins with my teammates. But I try in those 12 hours, or those 3 days, to try a new place. So once a week, I try a new restaurant or a new coffee shop. I follow a lot of foodie bloggers. That's what, you know, well, hopefully that'll still turn into this. I still want to be, if anybody's watching this and wants me to come try out their new restaurant, I'll come try it out.
Same.
But yeah, yes, we can go to together.
We can do it.
We can do like a live podcast. So yeah, I will be a travel food blogger of some sort when I sell all the small things. That is a dream. So I love trying new places, vibey, good food, meeting up with friends and just like sharing ideas. I'm a political wonk, so I love listening to podcasts, and keeping up with current events. I probably would be the governor of some state if there weren't a bunch of Trump pictures of me out there. So I kind of, you know, ruin that for myself. I don't know if ruin is the word, but you know,
hindered a little bit maybe.
So yeah, that is my self-care. I
love it.
I like to try new places, and it's kind of my moment just to like, look at this sweet little latte with the little design that is overpriced, but it's for me. So that's what I like. I recently took a trip to Boulder. So a lot of women, when they're done, or I don't know if I could say a lot, there are some women, when they're done breastfeeding, they get themselves breast milk jewelry. So they
My
send
sister
in their
is on the hunt for one. So if you know one, send it.
I don't.
Okay.
Because I decided, instead of getting jewelry, you know, it costs $1,000, I'm going to take a trip and say yes to everything. So I booked a trip. I went to Boulder and I went to a spa and I had a whole pizza and Veuve champagne to myself. And I was in the hot tub and I read a book and I went, you know, I had fun in Colorado. So it was
we're going
good,
there in May. I totally get it.
Yes. So it was a very relaxing and zen time, to the point where I could not leave the bed. So I was so relaxed and I had to cancel lunch plans, but it was great. I got to sleep for 3 hours and I woke up and I stuffed my face and
love it.
You know, that was
I'm highly encouraging the solo trip because you have to do it. It's challenging. You explore. Just stay safe and don't get murdered if you are those, you know, just be aware of your surroundings, right? But also, like, do it. Last August, I was supposed to go to Oklahoma City with a girlfriend to see Lindsay Stirling. Mm-hmm. You know who she is? She's like a violinist, like an electric
mm-hmm.
violinist.
Mm-hmm.
She was on America's Got Talent. She's super awesome. Mm-hmm. All the costumes, all the things. Well, my friend, whose birthday trip it was to Oklahoma City, got COVID Thursday night before we fly out. So I went by myself. My husband's like, your flight's booked, your hotel's booked, get your ass to the airport.
No, yes.
Okay, fine. Fine. And I'm super ass independent. Like, I'll go to restaurants by myself. Like, Chris's job when we first started dating was high school sports. So every Friday night, he would be busy as shit until 1 a.m. I was single on a Friday. I'd do whatever I wanted for many hours at a time. My girlfriends would be like, are you still dating him? I'm like, yeah, sure am. Welcome to Friday night, Jess. Here it is. I'll have two glasses of champagne or Prosecco, and then I'll go home.
Yep. That's how you make it 14 years. People don't get that part. You need. So my husband and I, like, the first, like, 3-4 years, we were long distance. You know, we'd spend a lot of time together, but it's like, that is how you make it here. You need time apart. Yeah.
We should have a dating show on how to do it. Because, like, one of my coworkers yesterday was like, so how did you guys meet as we were buying the car? I was like, well, we met online. He's like, oh, cool, like, through an app? I'm like, no. We met through a website that's now an app. Because the website was a website, and you emailed. You emailed.
Emails, and you just wait.
Emails. We had a little profile. Emails.
Little nails.
Hold on. They're so weird. Okay. I can't handle it. Okay. So that's awesome. We should start planning them for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
Ideas. Oh my God, it'd be so fun. Are you watching Love is Blind right now?
Yes.
Oh my God, Chelsea.
Ugh.
I used to be Chelsea. I'm watching her and I'm like attacked. I was like, I used to be this toxic.
I don't even know if toxic is the word. What I don't understand. I need a little self-assurance, man.
Like, words of affirmation, cool. And so, like, I, you know, I'm Latina. I have that, you know, the stereotype
I'm
of like,
Irish. I'm fiery as shit, like whiskey. Yeah. I get it.
Just a little crazy. And I tell my husband, I'm like, you would be bored. You would be bored. But then I watch her, I'm like, oh, she's like, she just flipped that on poor little Jimmy. And Jimmy's like, oh God, whatever.
But I've
I don't
also
know.
heard that like he was out more than just that one time. So obviously there's a lot that we don't know, but okay.
I'm ready for the reunion though.
I know. Who do you think is gonna get married? And I'm happy there's three couples this time as opposed to just two.
I guess the one couple that I don't know their names.
The Latina and
And the
Jimmy,
guy
wait,
with the
Amy and Johnny?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they seem good.
Yeah, they seem solid.
Yeah.
I think AD and Clay are gonna get married, but I don't think they know how to navigate other people's schedules. I think they're very inclined to their own Calendly and not how to incorporate someone else in that. Now, here's the deal.
Yeah.
If my fiance, husband, whatever, when I met him, you had all these hours in the pods. You should know what his business is. You should talk
yeah.
about what that is. And if he does Airbnbs, if you rent boats, he's going to be gone
a lot.
For X amount of hours.
Yeah.
But as an entrepreneur, you have to figure it out. Like, oh, okay, so we'll see each other Tuesday night, Thursday morning. Cool. Be independent enough. How are you going to be a successful realtor if you can't go out and do your own shit by yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As someone who's been in the real estate industry for a long time, girl.
And she's working at the bar. So I'm like, you're going to
get
mad.
And you're also a VIP manager at a bar.
Yeah.
So how are you a good VIP manager if you're not there during peak hours?
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. But I also feel like he's setting himself up like, hey, I might have to be gone. Anyway, we'll have to do like another pod. on the analysis, but that is
yes.
another form of my self-care.
Me too.
Is when everybody's asleep and you know I'm tapped out for the day, I turn on garbage TV and I just, you know, feel good about myself. Like, I'm
I
that crazy.
My mother and father-in-law have been with us for about 2 years and they're moving out or next week, I don't know, sometime in the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her watching Love Island. And I was like, she's like, what are we watching tonight? I was like, oh my God, are you sitting here watching this with me? And I got her to watch The Bachelor. I'm like, I'm sorry. I do this
she
shit
cooked.
Because I don't want my brain to work.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I'm happy you're here. You're welcome to stay. However, Chris comes in, makes fun of it, leaves. So he's not allowed.
You're gonna be here. Yeah.
Not allowed in the room. But yeah, I'm the same. I'm like, give me The Bachelor. I've watched every season. I don't care how awful it is or great
mm-hmm.
it is. I'm down. No, you have to have an outlet, right?
Yeah.
Some people read books. I do that too. But I'm like, okay, how are we navigating our brain to not work right now?
Yes. Yeah. So that is one. So daytime, cute coffee shops, nighttime. I mean, it's good TV for the genre. I think
yeah.
Love is Blind is excellent for its genre. Housewives, excellent. Good TV. I mean, it's not Mad Men, which I also love. But yeah, sometimes you just need a good binger.
I know. That doesn't involve all the mimosas. But it can.
But it can.
But it can. Drink responsibly, okay? TM, TM, TM. Okay, perfect. So the concept of this podcast is Babe AF, right? And if you don't know yet, Babe AF is Babe as Fuck. So the origination of the podcast kind of came from a beauty group where I was like, okay, I was in the direct sales beauty industry for a while, 5-ish years. And bless you. I was like, bless you. What can I do to make myself feel good? And my grandmother always wore a bright lip. Didn't matter what time of day it was, where she was going, she always had it on. So that makes me feel babe as fuck. A good pair of jeans, you know, graphic tee, whatever. It doesn't have to be materialistic things, but what do you do to feel baby F? Is there an item in your closet, in your routine, that helps you feel like ready to go, powerful, all the things?
Yes. So eyebrow game. So woo! I do my own eyebrows. The only times in life other people have done my eyebrows, I mean, maybe I'll send pictures just so you have them. I mean, my eyebrows would start like out here. So I do my own eyebrows. That is my Zen time. I use an eyebrow like razor and I tweeze, and these are mine. So if I don't, oh, and my upper lip too. I get the little whiskers and the little the chin hairs. If that is done, I feel fine. I'm like, I don't have to wear makeup. I can have blotchy skin. I can have chapped lips, whatever. But my eyebrows are done. And when they're not, I don't feel baby F. So having eyebrows on fleek is definitely one of those things. And then like, obviously having like nice teeth, you know, brushing my teeth every day. And I do wear sunblock and moisturizer every single day. Like every day I don't, that's part of my morning routine. So I wash my face and SPF goes on my face. That's just, and I've been doing that since high school. Because I read in a magazine one day that like you need to wear SPF, and so I don't deviate from that. But I need to start putting it on the back of my hands and like my chest area and my neck. Because I'm probably gonna have that, like, you know, that neck.
I have it.
Yeah, that, you know.
But that's because I, well, it's because I had thyroid surgery, so I have it. Because
okay.
Yeah. But
you
it's
can't
weird.
Throw away a thyroid surgery. Okay. If you didn't have any medical. I'm just talking about the mature neck.
Oh, I know. You, the old lady. Yeah. I get it. I get it.
Yeah. I have a precondition. That's not funny. It's not funny.
I'm so awkward about that shit sometimes. I just throw it out there. See what happens. Throw it to the wind, yeah. See what happens. It's fine. Yeah. It happened a long while ago. It's still an ongoing condition.
I'm sorry. Thyroid issues.
I'm orbit as fuck. And so I have to laugh about shit that potentially makes other people sad.
But your neck looks, sensitive. Your neck looks, you know, baby F. So.
Get her back there. It's like, get her back there. Get her back
this,
there.
This is like, I just started doing the, what is it? The gua sha.
Gua sha. Okay. Yeah. I do that with castor oil. And okay. Then I put castor oil over my face.
Tell me your routine, because this is like, okay. Yeah.
This has come a long way. Number one, I heard it was hereditary. Number two, I thought it was hereditary and it wasn't, because my mom was like, no one ever has thyroid issues in our family. And then my grandma died, and then my grandpa died. We were going through his house. There was like a giant bottle of my medicine at 5 milligrams, and I'm at like a 0.5 microgram, a very small dose. And dang. She was at 5 milligrams, and I was like, ain't nobody gonna tell me that ran in the family when I asked about if it ran in the family. Mom was like, well, no one ever talked about it. I was like, I gotta start talking about it, because what? I lied, to my doctor for 14 years. I was like, no, girl, it's not hereditary. I should make a note to tell her that when I go in November. Like, you know how, Valerie, I told you 15 years ago that it was not hereditary, where I cleaned out my dead grandma's house, found her medicine.
Surprise.
No.
Also, RIP.
What I've been doing, and it's not consistent, so it probably could be better. I just get castor oil. I got it from the internet. I slather on my face, and then I do either with my knuckles or with my gua sha, and I just go this way and down, or straight this way. And then I do a little combo of moisturizer and castor oil, and I leave it on my face and sleep.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I have castor oil unopened from probably the COVID pandemic, because yeah. I was going to do a lot of, you know, postpartum hair loss, and I was going to regrow my hair. But I still have it in there, so
it's also really good for like digestion. So if you put it like in your belly button or like anywhere that you feel needs extra moisture, it helps.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I will report back, because I need all the things to be
snatched
because this is like This is my insecurity issue is what I change her name all the time. Sometimes it's Consuela. She's sweet. You know, she'll make you breakfast, some donuts.
She'll eat an extra bagel with
yeah,
you.
I have to feed her too.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But that's
we should
my
start we just start naming our insecurities.
Yes, we need to
okay.
name them.
Consuela is yours.
Yes.
Bertha's probably mine.
Bertha.
Yeah.
They'll go to brunch together.
Go to brunch.
Rather motorcycle to brunch.
That's
cigarette.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
Elmo Louise.
You do get like really weird raspy voice sometimes. So this
yeah.
is like, I'm in there. Until like
and
11.
She gets her own hairs. She gets her little lady beard going. And it's so like, so I'll be, you know, you're in this, you're on this and it like blurs all your imperfections. But then you're in your car mirror like tells no lies.
Tells zero.
And like, there will be like the long ass wizard hair that's like Albus Dumbledore. It's like, where did this come from? How long? And who has seen this and just let it go? I mean, what assholes? If you saw that long ass hair and you did not say anything, you're an asshole.
Didn't
I
tell
hate
you. Fuck them. You're not
yeah.
a friend.
Yeah. So like, I'm not that person. I mean, sometimes people just don't want to know, but I'm like, if I, like, you know, your bra strap is out, I'm
yeah.
going to go in behind you and tuck it
put
in.
Put your tag in. Yeah.
And
I
I'm like,
it.
I mean, did you want that? I mean, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, girl.
But yeah, I'm a girl's girl. I'm always looking out and I want somebody to look out for me, but that doesn't always happen because I've seen some hairs. And like, even this morning, you know, it's springtime, so now we're shaving. I mean, some people, you know, you don't have to shave, but I do. I feel more comfortable that way. And
also, my
I
legs
have
get
this,
really dry and itchy if I don't. So
I have a long ass hair and I keep missing it over and over. And every time I get in, I'm like, okay, this time shave that hair.
This
and
is
I
where
swear,
I should go first.
I shave after, like, and it keeps missing. So I don't know. I feel like the hair is like this.
Meant to be dodging. Oh, welcome to Self Care with Chrissy and Jess. You've reached the post brunch episode of this podcast. I love it. Oh, man. Okay. So I have a whisker. She's gray or black sometimes, and she never leaves. It's like my grand. Like, my grandma had a mustache. Mind you, that woman lived to be 98. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Old. Hope we get there.
What was her name?
What you mean? Like, Fulson. Alberta. That was her name.
Alberta.
Fulson. One black whisker. And I'm like, Duke? It's funny because that was her nickname and my married name is Dukes. Anyway, I was like, Duke, what are you doing to my face today? I shaved the rest of your friends off 2 days ago. How are you so diligently strong? I don't understand.
It's her spirit living.
Her spirit
with
is
you.
Living on my mouth. That's not the truth. I don't know what it is. Okay. I know we chatted about what gets you high. Like, you are the self-care queen, the eyebrows, the plucking of the things. That's how we got on this tangent. I love it. Do you have a hype song? Is there a song that you're like, okay, I gotta get ready, I gotta sing it top of my lungs, it's gonna make me feel better, I'm gonna have a 30-second dance party? Do you have any?
Back that ass up. That is my hype song, but it's ironic because I have zero past. It's just one long back and a crack.
My husband likes to call that, God bless you, by the way, you're just like, it's not there, but here I am. This is my jam. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I'll stick out my hip if I have to. It's fine.
Yeah.
He likes to call that the Blake Lively pancake butt. But he has one as well. So I'm like, you're just putting yourself in the category with maybe 50% of women in the world, and you are there, babe.
That, I mean, I own it.
Because you don't have one either.
I used to be so insecure about it. I was like, you know what? I can't have everything. Okay. You can't be like, you know,
beautiful, talented, funny, hilarious, and have an ass. Can't.
Like, that is my Achilles heel. I don't have an ass. I'm not, you know, it's fine. It's fine. My, you know, I just get a little sore from time to time and I have to constantly adjust. But anyway, that is my hype song. I love some 90s country. Put some Shania Twain on, a little Jody Messina. Yeah, I can't sing. I have a terrible singing voice. I'm tone deaf. I think I sing great, but I've been told by my 3-year-old, mommy, please stop singing. Oh. So kids are the most honest.
The man of rational thoughts already. Why
yeah.
Are you so logical, and Lucky, why are you so logical? Why?
I wouldn't say he's an old soul, but he's like, you know, I love you so much. I'm going to let you know that you suck at singing, mommy. So shut the fuck up. Yes, but I love, yeah, that is my hype song. Like when I'm getting dressed, when like, you know, when you just get in the car and like, you know, it's game time, it's date night, or you're with your girlfriends, like, hold on before we leave the driveway. And then you don't tell the person what you're about to play on Spotify or whatever, and you put it on, and then they're like, oh yeah, that is,
I love it.
That's the goal.
We need to do more 30-second dance parties. Like, I don't know if you ever watched Grey's Anatomy, but you know, like in the older episodes where Meredith and Christina just like dance and live.
Yes.
I was like, my girlfriend and I do it on the reg. And I'm like, are you feeling like shit today? Do you need a 30-second dance party? And I was like, you're the DJ this time and I will shake my butt for you. So like, we do that.
Yes.
I'm like, how do we dance out the energy that is not good? It needs to be better. If we're in a good place, let's make it like top tier. Like, let's do it. No, that I love that because I'm always surprised by everybody's answers when I ask that question because mine is so different. Like, sometimes it's Rihanna by Fleetwood Mac. Sometimes it's Drop a
Love That Song.
Sometimes it's fucking Justin Bieber. I, like, I don't.
What's the vibe today? Yeah, like, 90s techno. Love it. I mean, I have so many songs. And I even get hyped by, you know, like, I mean, Chris Stapleton, that is my man. Any song by Chris Stapleton will get me hyped because I love him so much. And I'm like, let's all belt out Tennessee Whiskey.
I love it. No, my girlfriend went and saw Bailey Zimmerman last night in Indianapolis. We're from there. I'm from there. Ish area, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My hometown. But I knew he was good, but I didn't know he could like really sing. She's like, bitch, I've been trying to tell you this forever.
Who's this?
Bailey Zimmerman. Yes.
Bailey Zimmerman.
The gentleman. He is like it's a younger, and I wouldn't call it like straight country. He's like pop. But he's a really good voice. And I was like, all right, I'm on board.
I'm done. Added to my queue.
I am here for that.
Not too bad on the eyes either.
No, he's adorable.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Cute little ginger. Cute little gingy. You love it. You love it. No, when I first like saw the name, I was like, oh, this girl's going to be cute. And then I pushed play and I was like, that is a dude. I'm sorry. I had a preconceived notion that you are a girl. That's my niece's name. I was like, that's where my brain went first. Okay, Bailey, the man, Zimmerman.
I had a roommate named Bailey. She was nice. Bailey is like a good, that's a good, they're good people, or Baileys.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up. There's this concept called the emotional toolbox. So when you're feeling low or anxious, what 3 things do you do to get yourself out of it? It doesn't really have to be 3. You can just
One, when I'm really stressed and I don't have time to get right with myself, I clean. So the cleaner my house, the more stressed I am. Because, like, I can let things go. I'm, like, looking around. There's things not to my standards, but it's okay. But if I were stressed, there would be the first things that I attack. So on the surface level, I clean and I just transfer my energy into cleaning and tidying and organizing and redoing projects. Next is I do a lot of meditation and I kind of just, and not like, you know, sit in a dark room and put on music, but I'll drive and I'll turn off the radio and just kind of get right with my thoughts. And I guess this leads into three is I try to always stay in a place of gratitude. So even if I'm feeling, you know, I'm a Libra, so I'm all about justice. And if I feel things are not right, I try to look for the lesson. So like, what is this trying to teach me? And then I'm a refocus, like, actually, I'm grateful for this problem because X, Y, Z. And I'm like, I can't see why this is happening right now, but it will reveal itself. And then at that time, I will be grateful. So just feel that feeling now instead of feeling miserable and sad. So I only let myself be sad and miserable for a little bit. And then I just redirect. And because it always happens. I'm like, you see, I told you it was going to reveal itself. And then I'm like, and you know, things happen for the better. So I'm like, this sucks. I'm bummed out, but this is happening. So something better can happen because there won't be room for anything else if this stays as is. And so I'm just constantly putting myself back into a state of gratitude and just appreciation, even though the world sucks. I try to look for the goodness in everything and everyone, you know, because people suck and we just have to like, what is good here? What can we see that's good? And that helps me stay emotionally regulated with all the chaos. And, you know, I absorb a lot of people's emotions. I'm an empath and I do a lot of face-to-face consultations and people are just constantly venting to me.
Overwhelmed.
Or,
yeah.
you know, or like, you know, if a home assistant goes and, you know, they had this expectation that wasn't met, just kind of like getting the dump. And I'm like, oh, are you really mad? Or did you just need somebody to talk to? And you just wanted to talk to me. I'm like, you don't have to like shit on my business. Just say like, hey, actually this is going on in my life right now. And I just need somebody to be there for me. So when I kind of just like see past like the surface level and just look at the bigger picture and look within people and myself, that helps me just stay regulated. It's like,
no, I love that. Good.
Okay.
And I think a lot of times, and I've been in customer service for many, many years.
Yeah.
Half the time, it's not even about you. Yeah. Like what someone's pissed off or frustrated about is not about you.
Yeah.
Like it is exactly. Their rendition of what needs their or expectation. And then you're like, okay, where are we really? Like, are you in this place because you're mad at me? Or because you're mad at X, Y, Z. So I think a lot of times, like, needing to differentiate the two is huge. Mm-hmm. Good on you for doing that. Like, because some people are just like, this bitch is so pissed off of me. She's going to wreck my business, X, Y, Z. Like, we're never going to be friends again, yada, yada, yada. And you're like, well, can I just hear you out for a second?
And like, and don't get me wrong. That's the initial... that Latina comes out like she's the first face people see, and then I'm just like, okay, and then on the inside I'm like, what the fuck? And then all of my years of maturing and doing the internal work comes in, and then we put that Christy away. It's like, okay, Christy, Zen Christy's here. What's the issue? How can we make this better? And then we're good. Oh, but don't get me wrong. I get hot and I'm not there yet. I'm not, my mom is very, very Zen and reactive. She is like the Dalai Lama.
Nice.
And she calls it being a grateful tumbleweed. Like you just go through life. That's grateful. Awesome. And so I'm like, I try to be a grateful tumbleweed. Like my mom says, like, just go through life and whatever comes your way, you just stay in a constant state of gratitude, but it's not always the case.
Rolling with the punches. Yeah. Letting the wind push you along the way. I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christy's mom.
Tina!
Of course, I love it. Okay, to wrap up, because I don't want to keep you, because I'm sure kids are about to wake up from a nap. What is your favorite quote or mantra that you want to share that you go back to all the time that you're like, okay, this is going to make me feel better today? Something you always kind of like look to do that.
Gosh, I have so many. I'm good. Like the metaphor analogy queen, but I will just give one. It's solutions versus excuses. And so that is kind of how I look at everything. Like, you know, if you're if you want to be sad, don't say like, hey, my reason for not doing XYZ is because I'm sad right now. It's like, no, I need you to plan. My solution to address my sadness is I'm going to eat some ice cream, I'm going to cancel my meetings, and I'm going to, you know, plant myself on the couch. But don't let that sadness stop you from whatever else. Like, address the sadness and then move on. Instead of using it as an excuse, use it as a solution for, like, just make it a part of your plan. I'm going to plan to be sad for a little bit. And then after I'm done being sad, then I'm going to do X, Y, Z instead of like, nope, it's too hard. I give up. I'm done. So I kind of look at that for a lot. When life gets hard, I look for solutions. Like, what can I do to make this easier for myself? What will make me happy? Or if I need to be sad, what will make me feel comforted instead of just like, I don't know, and just throwing my hands up? And I feel all the emotions and all the things, but I look more towards how to incorporate it into my life instead of running away from my life. So solutions versus excuses
I
is
love
my
that.
mantra.
And I've been working in the last couple of years, like, sit in my emotions, because I tell myself that I'm not an emotional human. My husband's like, yeah.
You have to be.
You may not cry. Yeah. You may not cry all the things. You may not be a crier, but you are emotional as shit. Like, you can be, I'm a 0 to 100. I'm working on the 50, you know?
Yes.
It's like, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be super sad, or I'm not going to be super happy. I'm going to hang in the middle. Or, like, actually feel that emotion. Or, like, even expressing, like, hey, I'm having trouble with this. I don't dealt well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard.
That's probably why we need you to come to our house. Anyway, so I'm like, I'll just do it all. You don't have to
yin and yang.
And then I, like, get pissed because I'm doing all the shit. You know? Like, I'm not doing all the shit anymore.
Progress. Baby steps. Yeah.
But for a while I was like so pissed off and stressed out. And then my husband would be like, why are you so up in arms? I was like, I don't know. And then, like, something from, like, a childhood memory or something will pop in and be like, oh, that's why I'm really pissed. This date on the calendar makes me real mad. I don't like it. Someone's died. There was an accident. You know, anything like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is why. And, like, we've been in Texas, like, our whole relationship. We've never really, like, lived in Indiana near my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every holiday that we're not there, I'm like, so angry for like 12 hours and I'm such a bitch. And I was like, a couple years ago, I was like, why am I so upset about this? Like, it's Christmas, it's Thanksgiving, it's Easter, why am I so upset? And then I realized very not too long ago that it's because I'm from a big family. I'm so used to literally having literally we'd rent some pavilions to go to, like, family, to have a family potluck, you know what I mean? Like,
That's
so
big.
I'm
and it's
so
like Midwest life.
Like, I'm one of 28 grandkids, right? So my mom is one of seven. So our family events are huge. It's like the size of people's family.
So many salads. I'm just picturing all these salads.
To start a series on pasta salads from the Midwest. Anyway.
That's another form of self-care. I love a pasta salad.
Girl, I love a pasta salad. Ugh, so good. And so, I came to realize, I was like, I'm not pissed off because it's Christmas. I'm pissed off because my family is not here. Not saying Chris's family is not amazing, dynamic. They're wonderful humans. They're very similar to my family, which is why I think I get in that space sometimes. Because I'm like, I've recently been feeling it and like advocating for myself in a way to where, like, hey, I'm going to tell you what's wrong right now. And I'm just going to need you to, like, listen.
Yeah.
And then we'll go about our day. I'm like, I just need to get this out. Like,
that's
I'm
a whole thing.
Because we're not there. But that'll change in the next couple of years. So
it will. It will. I mean, I'm an over talker about feelings.
Oh, I word process all the time.
And my husband came from zero talking of feelings growing up. And so he's like, why are you unleashing? I'm like, I'm just talking. I'm like Chelsea. And he's like, whoa.
We have come full circle in the episode. We're done.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, like, you never had any feelings whatsoever. Like, I can see I'm a lot. God bless you. But you're stuck with me.
Oh, I get it.
So.
You should know by now if you don't know me by now. See, I can't sing it. Oh, man. Okay, before you leave me, do you have anything you want to ask me?
Oh, so many things. If you, what did you want to be when you were a kid?
Oh, I wanted to be a teacher, and then I became one, and then I didn't want to be one anymore.
That is the hardest job, so.
It is so hard. It is so hard. Okay, that was a great question. No one's asking that yet. I also wanted to be, I played golf in high school and college, so I also wanted to be a landscape architect, like to design golf courses. But then my, like, isn't
you
want to
design
kind
of... my backyard?
Yeah, please. I don't know anything about how to do it. I stopped. I took one class and I was like, this has too much math for me. I will choose English education instead. Cool. I also, surprise, have three rapid fire questions for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a question and you have to give me the answer.
Okay.
I forget where I put them. Hold on. Oh, here they are.
Let me whip my whistle.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Okay,
Consuelo needs them too.
Why are you walking around that, Jess? What do I call her? Beatrice? Bertha.
Bertha.
Bertha is fucking thirsty. It's Sunday afternoon. Bertha's thirsty. Okay. Question number one. True crime or romantic comedies?
Romantic comedies.
The second person to say that when I've asked. Okay.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is my fall asleep to movie.
Love it. We already know the answer. But cocktails or mocktails?
Cocktails.
What's your favorite one?
When I'm feeling classy, it's a dirty gin martini, extra olives, blue cheese olives, all of the olives. And then if I'm just feeling, you know, it's summertime, I like a spicy margarita with tahini.
So speaking of your margarita or your martini game, do you follow the cheese gal on Instagram?
Yeah.
I love her.
We would be friends. Yeah.
Also, she's also started to do like couch snacks at night.
Yeah. Like, I'm a snacky girl. I love salty. I love crunchy. I'm probably going to have a
I feel
snack
like it
after
has
this.
To have a little sweet in it. Like, it has to have, I need the perfect bite every time.
Yes. Like, with a little jam and some brie and a little, Yeah, I love LaBouche. I'm going to do a little plug. LaBouche Housewife is my favorite charcuterie in Austin. And like this, the goat cheese and the cheddar that she has, amazing. Anyway, now I'm hungry again after
I
eating
know,
2 hours
too.
ago.
I'm like, okay, what era are you in for yourself right now? Like, you know, there's like Mob Wife, Swiftie era, like Clean Girl. Where are you?
I'm in my. I don't know. I don't even know that it's a term, but in my springboard era, like I am doing everything right now. So my daughter starts school with her brother in August and I'm getting all my ducks in a row for when that happens. And I'm going to like blast off. I've been doing everything at like 70% capacity and I'm about to have the freedom to take off. So I'm going to call this my springboard era right now, this juncture in time.
I love it. Just in time for summer, we're going to jump in a pool. Okay. Last one. Favorite thing to do on your day off?
With or without kids?
You can tell me both.
Okay. Without kids is sleeping and staying in bed and doing absolutely nothing and eating, like eating a sandwich in bed. And I don't like eating in my bed, but if I'm like, if I could, that's what I would do. But with my kids, I'm off. I want to get outside, go on a hike, go try a new restaurant with the kids. And I mean, I incorporate them into my life. So whatever I need to do, they come with me. So yeah, getting out of the house with the kids and then staying in the house without kids.
I love it. I love it. I also learned a term the other day that we've been implementing on Sundays or Saturdays. It's called a Herkle Durkle. Have you heard?
Oh, no.
So apparently there's like a European term called Herkle Durkle. It's where you are awake, but you're just in bed. doing, watching a movie, eating a sandwich, cuddling, whatever it might be. It's called a Herkel Durkel.
I love and that. Okay.
We have nicknamed the dogs because we have two of them, one old hound and a sprite pit bull. One is Herkel and one is Durkel. Because we all need to be in the bed together, Herkel Durkeling, or it's not complete.
It's not complete. You need all so the snuggles.
Is your Herkel Durkel with snacks?
Oh, I can't wait. Maybe, you know what? Next Saturday, our friends are keeping the kids overnight, so I'm going to Herkel Durkel
It is. It brings me such joy to hear someone else say it, too, because when my husband says it, I'm like...
I'm going to Herkel Durkel all by myself.
That's right! No, but it really, is a term. There's, like, a whole community of people that talk about it. It's very cute.
I love that.
Okay, as we wrap up, where can people find you on the internet? How do they get a hold of you? How do they acquire services? Tell us all the things.
Yes, so if you would like to book services, go to www.allthesmallthingstx.com. You can learn about our business, book a free consultation, or if you're so sure what you need, you can book your service right then and there, and I'll follow up with you. And then we're most active on Instagram, and you can find us at All the Small Things TX. And you'll see me all the time on stories, just commiserating with, you know, whomever's online late at night. Yeah. And lots of before and after content of people's houses that are normal and lived in.
I love it. Yeah. I'm so happy that you sat down with me.
Yes, thank you. This is fun. Of course,
it's been so fun. I love getting to know y'all, and we need to go get brunch. Like,
yes, we do. Or coffee or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're such a treat.
Yeah. This is fun. Thank you so much. And yeah. Yeah, seriously, let me know. I mean, if you ever want to get coffee or want to co-work, I love to just do that.
I love it. No, I'll send you details on when the episode's going to air, and then some additional stuff. So I'll shoot that over to you.
Yeah. Sounds great. Well, you have a great rest of the day. I'm going to go get comfy and maybe Herkel Durkel for
yeah. Okay.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.